product from Energetic Interactions.
Charges of voter fraud in North Carolina and Nevada. What's next? Hey, America. Kate Delaney. My name. This show is America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those flyover states in between that are getting ripped apart. Literally. Sadly. 80-mile-an-hour winds. Can you believe it? How do you withstand that? Wouldn't that flip a bunch of cars? Somehow they've managed to do it in Illinois and in Minnesota, particularly Minneapolis. They had to ground a bunch of flights. They had to do that in Chicago. 500 flights were canceled. Thank goodness they canceled them and didn't try to just put them up in the air. They're not that stupid. With the wind shear, they'd go down in a heartbeat. 80-mile-an-hour winds. A lot of destruction, but nobody killed. That's the good news there. Mother Nature, baby. They were talking about this storm that was supposed to slam into Chicago, but I think they thought it was going to be pretty wicked, but I don't know that they thought it was going to be that wicked. And it's also headed to the northeast. Lots of rains, the kind that pour down in buckets. Oh, I hate that rain. I like rain when you're sitting on your couch and you're just kicking back. You know what I'm talking about? For that 5 seconds you have. And you look out the window and you're like, oh, I'm inside. And everything that has to be inside is inside, so I don't have to run out and roll up some windows or whatever. But when you're in the middle of it, you know, you have to get somewhere, and then all of a sudden that happens and you can't see a bloody thing and you really don't know what to do. For example, I live in a real freeway place, so you'd be risking your life if you pulled over in the wrong spot. If it's an overpass, you're all right, but you pull over in the wrong spot, you guys know what I'm talking about. Truck or no truck or SUV or car, doesn't matter. I mean, that could be it. But then you can't see either, and you have some fool in front of you that keeps slapping on their brakes. Slap, slap. I hate that anyway. Slap every 5 seconds. So I can feel you if you're going through that right now. I know what that's like. I know what it's like. If you have any stories, share them with us. 800-259-5791. Big story yesterday happened in Rhode Island, and boy, it's getting a lot of buzz, and it should get a lot of buzz because it's ridiculous. Do you remember what happened yesterday? Yes, I'm a Democrat. I'm running for office. You promised that you would endorse me. So Frank Caprio, not happy that Obama, the president, refused to make an endorsement. In fact, here's what, I think we have that. Here's specifically how he put it. He wasn't very diplomatic. Take a listen to this.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
He could take the endorsement and shove it. You love that. And the reason why is because back in May, he was somehow courted, promised that or whatever. Now, a day later, the White House spokesperson, Robert Gibbs, tries to explain it away. Here's what he said.
Not what I would have said. It's not what it's. His words don't in any way meet the actions of a campaign that was looking for support.
Whatever. His actions don't make it looking for support. They screwed him. He thought he was going to be endorsed. He was told that. And then they didn't do it. So guess what? The president was at a function in Rhode Island where also Frank Caprio was supposed to be. And he didn't go. He didn't want to sit next to him. He didn't want to be anywhere near him after that. Oh, my. Politics, it's a nasty business. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, thanks for hanging through.
Pardon?
Thanks for hanging through. We appreciate you hanging on.
Oh, okay. I have half a roof, and we had cow trucks turn over, and cows were in everybody's yard.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, we had to call out the cowboys with their horses, literally to round them up.
Oh, so cows.
Yeah, the truck was evidently blown over.
Wow. It was it a lot? Was there a bunch of rain and heavy wind, or what was it like?
Just wind, very bad wind. It poured last night. In fact, I was trying to call you about 2 a.m., so I went out on my porch, and I was like, okay. And then I see all this stuff flying by, and I'm like, oh, adjective, that's my roof. I was like, dear God, deliver me.
So half of it came off?
Yeah, the west side of my house. And I was like,
wow,
I'm tired.
You're okay. You sound tired. Are you okay, though?
I'm exhausted. But what I call about people, get out there and start, even if you can only do 2 hours, check voter registration. My partner and I found over 2,000 wrongful registrations, and that's just us, 2,000 in St. Louis, and 9 of them were registered to a vacant lot. That's just one example. And it's going to take everybody, because this truly is going to be such a crooked election. I tell you this, my son did not get his absentee ballot. And I am tired. I'm sorry. And I'm fit to be tired. Because I thought, you son of a bitch.
Right.
Buck.
It's not right, because your son is serving. He should, no matter what, they should absolutely all have the,
well,
they should all have the ballots.
Afghanistan. This is his fifth tour. I think I told you since 2003. And I'm so angry. And I cannot convince people that it takes all of us to make this happen. The Democrats are so vicious this election, and there's so much chicanery going on. It is mind-boggling, Kate. Mind-boggling, the deceitfulness and the crookedness that we are seeing, and not just in Missouri, because Missouri is a heavy Democrat state.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, the voter fraud in Texas registration. I don't know if you read about that group in Texas registered, 25,000 people, and only 700 of them were legitimate.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, everybody sitting out there that calls in and grumps, you need to get off your butt and help us. I mean, it doesn't take much time. You can go to voter registration office. You go through those lists, pick from just the letter A or the letter B, and especially in small communities, you know who died. You know who's a felon. You know who's an idiot that's not voting. This is what it takes. Everybody's going to have. We only have 4 days left. And in addition to that, you got to start really complaining, because this is wrong. Illinois has got so many voter problems going on. I mean, if the Democrats win, it's pure by theft. It really is, because we have found enough fraud to actually prove that this is being done basically by Democrat-supported groups. And Sue is one of them.
Yeah, and you can tell by the way the polls are going that something that would be fishy if completely you see everything go the other way. Catch the surface on the voter fraud that it looks like we're seeing all over the place. Izzy was right, by the way. Illinois really is where you're getting a lot of those complaints, too. Izzy, you sound exhausted. Get some shut-eye. We're so sorry about your roof and the cows and all the things that have happened. And, of course, your son, we tip our cap to him for his service since 2003. He has the right to vote. He should get that ballot. It's just dead damn wrong. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Just walk away.
All right, you might have heard weather like that. Poor Izzy, she did. She just told us about losing her roof. I'm sure there's some other stories out there. If you've got one, share it. 800-259-5791. I said it before, I can't imagine having winds clocked at up to 80 miles an hour and trying to have an umbrella and walk across the street in that. Some people tried to. It doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't even go out in that. That's just too much. It's one thing, even 35, 40 mile an hour winds, but you double that? Oh, no way. I wonder why it was like a can opener peeling back a lid, and that's what some people described it as when they saw their roof get blown off. Or somebody that was sitting in another room that actually watched it happen, just watched it get sucked up. That would be scary, because you're that close to it, but you're not getting blown up in it. Then you know. This is when you really know you believe in God or you believe in something, because you did not get sucked up into that, into whatever the funnel was, or just those strong, strong winds. And that's what it sounded like. Pretty wild. And you hear the boomers in the background too. All right, let's take a bunch. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, what's the weather like where you are?
Nice and clear now. Storm just blew right over us.
So you didn't get a lot of that bad stuff, huh?
No. I mean, we got the, had chances of getting tornadoes, but never did develop. I guess it's moving too fast.
Wow.
No, I'll tell you, don't worry about our election. I'm going to be a judge, so I'll make sure things on the up and up. If any whack old Tea Party try to vote, we'll just pull their ballots and throw them out. We'll have an honest election in Illinois.
Right, an honest election. This is America. We can't have an honest election. Give me a break. If you get beat, you get beat, and you should do it fair and square. It's one thing to have dirty ads or to attack each other. It's another thing to try to jimmy-rig whatever the polling places are to try to stack the deck. I mean, come on, we're not a banana republic. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but no, I think the servicemen ought to be able to vote. You know, they should be able to have the right to vote.
And I agree.
I don't know why the holdup is or what's going on, but they got just as much right to vote as anybody else.
Yeah.
So.
Even more.
Yeah. I see you putting on your death people the death in that state today. Is that right?
I say that again?
A death sentence? They said they executed somebody?
Oh, okay. I like how you say that. My people. You saying my people executed somebody?
Texas.
Yes, Texas. They executed somebody. You know what? I used to say when I first moved here, Rick, I used to say it's the Fryam and Tryam state. There's no question about it. But, yes, not shy about that, about the death penalty in Texas. So, you're absolutely right.
Are they starting again, or have they been doing it for a while?
No, they've been doing it for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, I just heard that they talk like it just started up again. They haven't done it for a long time.
Well, they're talking about going through the process that you go through when somebody's on death row. You know, they have all the appeals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you hear that so-and-so is trying to get a stay or whatever.
Yeah.
But if there's any state where they really get pushed through really quickly, it's Texas.
Yeah, that's why I thought they just put them up there and get them going.
Yep.
But I seen on the news, though, Charlie Sheen was running butt naked in a hotel.
Yes.
In a hotel lobby, he couldn't find his wallet and his keys to the room or something.
He needs to just stay away from women and drinking and any kind of drugs. He needs to go away and be on an island somewhere by himself.
Yeah, they
Celibate
say, yeah.
Island.
Reaction to the medication he's taking. Well, what kind of meds is he taking? Like Lindsay Lohan's taking or what?
Well, that's the perfect excuse. You say you're on whatever you're on, antidepressants or whatever, and it doesn't mix, which truly a lot of alcohol would not mix with something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's convenient to say that. And if I'm their lawyer, that's what you're going on, that, hey, he was out of his mind because this happened and lost his wallet and whatever. And because he's had so many problems in the past, the fear is he voluntarily went to the police station. The fear is that he'd be arrested and go through that whole thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Sound like he needs to go to rehab with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, because that really works, doesn't it? What's it called? Promises. It's the celebrities' $1,000-a-day rehab facility where they all hang out and talk about the possible movies that they might be in and get so-called therapy.
Yeah, reality TV shows or something.
That's right. Come up with some kind of a new show in the end. You're right, Rick. All right, thanks, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, take care.
All right, you too. We're going to move from Rick to Ann in Missouri. Ann, what kind of weather did you get?
Oh, it was windy, very windy.
Really?
But one of the main thing I wanted to tell you last night, or yesterday morning, I guess it was we won. Missouri won. Missouri beat Oklahoma. Man, you talk about elated. I live in this town. I live in Columbia. And I've worked the games before, but I didn't work this one, and I'm glad I didn't, because it would have been after midnight before I got home, and it would have been kind of chilly.
Yeah, no kidding. It would have been kind of chilly. You know what? That was a huge game. In fact, I was in Oklahoma. I happened to be in Oklahoma.
Oh,
I was at
no.
No, I wasn't. It had nothing to do with the Boomer Sooners. But I was in their territory, let's say, and
oh, yeah,
people were going crazy. It was a casino, and people were going nutty over that. But there were some Missourians, and I was like, "Yeah, right on!" And I thought they were gonna, I thought they were gonna kick me out of the state. I thought I was gonna get arrested. It was brutal.
Well, Annie, Kate, the main thing I want to do right now is thank you for your support of military. My son is, well, he's in Indiana right now getting ready to go back over to Iraq for the third time. He told me not to call him after Wednesday. they can't tell us when exactly they're leaving and going back over. But the weather, tornadoes haven't been too super for my family. When I was a kid, twice tornadoes have taken the roof off of our shed. The last tour, when he was waiting to take off in Indiana, 1 week, a tornado wiped out the one end of his unit. Luckily, nobody was in that unit, but it did over $1 million worth of damage. And the next week, my mom's and stepdad's house got hit, and hit the a tree limb, big limb, hit the corner of the house. And back several years, honestly, they're not cursed, really. We're good people. And back several years ago, my mom and dad lived on a farm, and a tornado hit their place. It was a kind of like a hurricane over in Indiana. And it just shred the trees, and the wind flew through one end of their house through the other, and just, you know, ran water through there like a hurricane, and took off. It basically totaled their house, and there's lots of people out there who have had that trouble. But at least my son is going to Iraq. The first time he was out was bad, real bad.
Right.
And he's in transportation, and the unit was all of the convoys were hit almost every time they went out. His convoy got hit. His vehicle got hit a couple of times.
And he's okay, and he's going back again. And what's his name, man? What's his first name?
Kenneth.
Well, we appreciate Kenneth's service, no doubt. I mean, honestly. And we know that he's going to be safe, and he's got a great mom that he's trying to keep in touch with, and you're supporting him, and that's a good thing. And we support, like you said, we absolutely support everybody who serves. And we know the sacrifices is tough on the family, because you're always concerned about what's going to happen. And, again, we thank Kenneth for his service, just like Izzy's son, too. And thank you for the call.
We definitely appreciate you.
Thanks, Ann. It's nothing. It's nothing on my end of it. It's all on all of your ends. And that's why it's so infuriating about the absentee ballots, because that's just flat out wrong. It's one thing to talk about, okay, geez, Harry Reid's name keeps coming up, and then, geez, we correct it, and what's going on in Clark County. That's one thing here stateside. But when you're talking about all the guys that are serving and they really want to vote, that's terrible. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
No attorneys to plead my case. No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I just turn my eyes down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding, by the way, when I was talking about that. I was at, over the weekend. You like this story. I'll give you a little personal quick story. I was at Windstar Casino. It's an Indian casino in Oklahoma. I was there because I was invited to this Tony Bennett thing. You know who he is? The old crooner who actually, I saw him on an Elvis Costello show, if any of you know who Elvis Costello is, on Sundance, and he has young singers and older singers, and it's really a really cool show. And Tony Bennett was on, so somebody told me about Tony Bennett coming to Oklahoma, long story short, some tickets later, and then poof, there we are, while he's singing I Left My Heart in San Francisco and whatever, you know, a slew of old songs, Sinatra songs and other songs. He was really incredible. The guy's like 81, and his voice, and this was definitely not Memorex, it was his voice. His voice sounds the same to me from what I can tell. I mean, it sounds the same. It's terrific. And he was like the picture of health. So anyway, that's what put me in Oklahoma. So it's funny that Ann said that thing about the game, because I did kind of let out a little yelp about Mizzou, and there was like daggers. I didn't even think about it. I didn't think about being in Oklahoma, and it was all Sooner territory everywhere. People were in red and were watching the game on some of the TVs that were there in the bar outside area kind of thing that they had. So funny stuff. All right, back on track here. The weather was a big story, and Ann and Izzy also talked about what they dealt with the high winds and what they've dealt with in the past and the tornadoes, because they're right there in the thick of it. And so in some cases, like in Minneapolis, they're shutting down the runways. In Chicago, they had to cancel 500 flights. I mean, this was serious wind that wreaked havoc with a lot of people, especially in Illinois. So like Rick, where he was in Illinois, not the same thing, but he's closer to that Missouri border. But you get up closer to Chicago, and it was pretty nasty. Here's one guy, Bruce Hammond, talking about what that wind was like.
It was thin, very thin, snake-looking effect. And to be honest, there was a small one trailing it. When it set down, the field debris was not that large. You know, from my perspective, probably 200 feet wide.
Oof, 200 feet wide. Listen, I know. I lived in Nebraska for a short period of time, and people salt of the earth, but those tornadoes, scary stuff. You hear the sirens, and you hit the deck, and I know I've told that story before. We'd go out, because I was in TV, you'd go out, and one side of the street, perfect. The next side of the street looked like just shredded wood everywhere. You couldn't even identify half of what was on the ground. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Oop, Don is out of here, so we won't go to Don in Wyoming. Let's talk about a couple of other things making news. One is something that Rick in Illinois alluded to, so I want to make sure that everybody gets this story, just because it's a bizarre Charlie Sheen story. So let me fill in the blanks for you. Somebody shot me an email. What is he talking about? Charlie Sheen and naked and a woman? Okay, this will give you some levity, I guess, reason to laugh. This poor kid, not a kid, he's actually not a kid, he's a grown man now. Charlie Sheen was hospitalized on Tuesday. Here's what happened. He was right. He was found naked. He was drunk. He was in the Plaza Hotel in New York City. He was partying with a prostitute. Oh, shocker. And the unidentified woman told police he was yelling and throwing furniture. So that's why they went to the hotel in the first place. They found her in a closet of the hotel while he was passed out on the bed. She said she was fearing for her life. This isn't good. He had the wife, the current wife. There was problems there. Remember, it was Christmas Day last year, and he had a knife to her throat, and she called 911. Now there's this thing. So this is really, it's, you know, that whole timing is everything deal. Hours before he was with his prostitute in the hotel room, Charlie's ex-wife, Denise Richards, was apparently over for dinner. And because, you know, they had the two girls together, she was staying in a different room, and the two young girls were there. And so she was going to do the Howard Stern show in the morning. And I guess that she tweeted, heading to do Howard Stern this morning. What could he possibly ask me this time? Like I said, timing is everything. Because here's the deal. She's promoting a new television series called Blue Mountain State. And, you know, she doesn't know much about what happened. But she was on his show. And now he's in the middle of a couple of different things, because the Plaza Hotel in New York City is saying it was like $7,000 worth of damage to the hotel room. And he was earlier in the evening out with a group of people, and there were some escorts, and then he was found with the woman, and I already told you that whole story. So it looks like he had been drinking for a very long time, deep into the night. And what happens with this woman, and does she press any kind of charges because she was inside the closet and all of that? I mean, that's where it gets dicey. I guess there was glass everywhere because he broke a chandelier and there was blood on the carpet. He was trying to clean it up. In Aspen, they're considering legal action against him because he's on probation stemming really from the domestic violence case in December. So now he's put himself in a situation where, you know, I don't care who his daddy is or what lawyer they have, they might not be able to get him out of this tight scrape. I mean, you just throw him into the pile of the Lindsay Lohan, Mel Gibson kinds of things. It's rough on the family, though. His father seems to stand by him and tries to hope that he gets on the right path. But if, you know, somebody wants to go down that twisted, filled with potholes road, when you've got the multiple assault charges and the domestic abuse charges and prostitution use, I mean, obviously, he's not good to women. He doesn't mix well with the ladies. He goes after them, but then it turns into a disaster for him, whether it's the wives or the women he's fooling around with or the women he's paying for. That's why I'm thinking, celibacy would not be a bad choice for Charlie Sheen, you think? Maybe that's the road? Who cares? We don't care about celebrities, but it was just kind of a crazy story on the day that just made you say, well, you know, what else? What do you expect out of this guy? All right, let's talk about some other things that are huge and on the radar that we've been talking about when it comes to voting. I mean, what do I say all the time on this show, and I sincerely mean it from the bottom of my heart. One of the reasons that I started doing America Tonight was because I liked politics, liked it from the sense that I liked that we have a democracy and the chance to get it right, or hope we get it right, because it's we the people, we are the people, and we elect the representatives. And I think that the voter apathy is so sad. I just don't understand that. But maybe because it was just pressed into my brain from the time I was a little kid about the right to vote thing and how big that was no matter what, and how people just say, oh, forget it, it's all stacked and flawed and whatever. Don't let it be flawed. Stand up and complain and say something about it. So we've got news like this that I read today, that optimism in the U.S. hit a 36-year low. Wow, that's pretty bad. So we're all walking around with what, the glasses half full or what? Or half empty, I guess. I'm a glasses half full. I'm thinking glasses half empty. That's what pretty much they're saying. And what this is an ABC News, Yahoo News poll asking people about it. They say shortly after Nixon resigned from the presidency in 1974, 55% of Americans were optimistic about the system of government and how well it works. Today, the number has fallen to 33%. We know what this goes toward. The middle class being squeezed out, the taxes, let's throw 1% tax on transactions at the banks. So any way they can get you coming and going, the poor economy, and the questions about who's running the show, what's happening. I mean, there's still, I think, and this poll showed it, American pride. But, and still many of us believe this, and I say this all the time, it still is the greatest country in the world. That's why we want to keep it that way. But this is significant to say that it's down from 88% in 1984. The great 80s, right? 23% say that America used to be the world's greatest nation, but isn't anymore. I would think that the poll results would mean bad news for Democrats, because if voters conclude pretty much that small government is a better path, then they're not going to vote for most of the Democrats, right? I'll tell you, I say it all the time. I'm all about that Tom Jefferson route. Not as much power, because power corrupts, and so the bigger the government, the more problems we seem to have. I mean, do we need a government? Yes. Do we have many, many flaws in the system? When I say do we need a government, of course. Do we see many flaws in the system? We do. And part of that problem is that phrase, again, power corrupts. I mean, we see it across the board, and not just in politics, but in other things, and this is why it is so important that you, yes, you, go and vote. Because you can, I promise you, you can make a difference. Ed Koch, by the way, is in the prediction business. He's saying Republicans will sweep the House and the Senate. You remember Ed Koch used to be Ring a bell? Mayor of New York City? Mm-hmm. All right, stick around. We're going to lighten the load next on ATN.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To think that the vote might be corrupt across the board depending on where you live and how diligent they are at the polling places. A lot of people are worried about that. We think it's a big ripoff what's happening to the military with the absentee ballots. They should absolutely have a right to vote. They should be able to vote. And if you have to drag the election out because we can't get the ballots to the military guys, well, then so be it. We drag it out. Why not? Didn't we do that once? Remember the hanging chads? How long did that election take? So across the board, so sorry. If we have to wait for results, then that's what should happen. But, of course, it's not going to happen because then, oh, they can vote electronically because it's so easy. They're walking around with the means to just vote electronically. Oh, wait a second. I'm laying here in my belly, and I'm looking for snipers. Let me pull out my Wi-Fi device And let me see if I can pull up all the voter information I need, plug it in, and vote, because there's this website my state, Illinois, told me about, and that's what I'm going to do. Right. So before we get to the scary stuff of elections, there is this thing called Halloween. I don't know if you even, do kids even come to the door and trick-or-treat anymore? I used to love that. When I was a kid, I wanted to be the person that handed out the candy to the other kids. So I was thinking about this today, and in fact, Matt and I were talking about this off the air, how there were houses you avoided and houses you were desperate to go to, and kids get the whole telephone thing, the game of telephone. So somebody would be in a different block, and they would tell you that this Mrs. Vaccaro had the best candy, and you needed to go there before she ran out, and so you would just skip a bunch of houses and go there. And no offense to the people who are healthy, but the whole handing out the apples thing, oh, forget it. When they give you apples, uh-uh. And, you know, who knows what the apples cost them. It would have been cheaper for them to get candy anyway. But you get, you know, people give you blow pops. They give you the candy corn stuff. Or the one I hated is when someone would have a tray and they would say, pick what you want. And it would be, you know, I'm sorry, and that's bag on the people in the neighborhood in Jersey where I grew up. But it wouldn't be the good stuff. It wouldn't be the chocolate bars, the things that you wanted, the Kit Kats, that stuff. Even a payday, for goodness sake, it wouldn't be that. And I'll tell you the candy I hate the most. I do not understand this. They say candy corn doesn't have a lot of fat and sugar content, which I find so hard to believe. So they say you can eat it pretty much guilt-free. Who wants to eat a bunch of candy corn? I wonder why. You feel sick to your stomach when you eat that stuff. So what are the most popular Halloween candies? They did a little survey. My Health News Daily did. They looked at 37 of the most popular Halloween candies and then rated them as to what was the best for you. Jolly Ranchers, because they have 70 calories. If someone handed me a Jolly Rancher and I'm a kid, whatever. Or Gobstoppers. Yeah, come on. I've already mentioned the candy corn. The worst stuff is the stuff we all like. The Snickers, the Baby Ruth, the Mr. Goodbar, the Nutrageous, the Mounds. All that stuff is bad for you, but it's Halloween. By the way, candy is one of the top three expenses for Halloween. The average American consumer spends $17.99 on candy. They think that's what they're going to spend this year, compared to $20.75 on costumes and then $14 on decorations. I don't know where they're coming up with those numbers, but I think some of them are pretty low. Matt, what's your favorite candy to get for Halloween? Do you remember when you were a kid?
I really like the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of chocolate and peanut butter. Also, Twix and Kit Kat. Those would be my top three. And every once in a while, there was this house in my neighborhood that would give out king size, what are they called? Caramellos.
Ooh.
And
king
those,
size?
Yeah. So there were a couple of houses in my neighborhood that gave out king size bars. So you always had to hit those up. Maybe bring a backup costume, hit them again, so you could get the double king size.
Didn't I see you, young man? No. That's pretty good. That's clever. We didn't do that. We just thought as much territory as possible. So we basically covered all of South Jersey. I think it's my brother and I. It's the most that, you know, when my mother would want us to, whatever, help in the garden or take out the trash, she'd always be screaming at him to take out the trash. But, boy, he motored when it came to getting Halloween candy, and I have to admit, so did I. We all have our favorites. Don in Wyoming, he's back. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Sorry I lost you there.
That's all right.
We're having a nasty one tonight, so.
Really? So you're getting the winds and the weather, too, huh?
Yeah, well, we had that storm that hit the Mideast came through here on Sunday night. And, well, I tell you, we were having 90 mile an hour winds. So we knew that, you know, wherever it was going to wreak havoc.
Woo!
Anyway, couple things real quick, and it's time. You know, weird what's going on over there. The earthquake, and then also a tsunami. And then
yeah, 7.7.
Yeah, 4.8 here up by the Faithful, Kate.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's getting ready for 2012. It's coming, folks. So, hey, I'll be your man on the spot here, you know. I'll be like Woody Harrelson in the film, you know, when I get blasted or whatever. So, oh, you know, if that ever happens, I'll be, you know, you can just go, oh, Yellowstone.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
Wait, hey, I got to share one last thing. I don't know about this. The sports prognosticator
The sports prognosticator, you said what, Don?
The greatest sports prognosticator of all time died today. Do you remember back during the World Cup in Germany, they had that Paul the Octopus?
Yes, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. He guessed every game, and in fact, even guessed when Germany was going to lose.
He's got to love that.
Yeah, he passed away 2 years old. So I thought Octopus lived longer than that. I don't know.
I thought they did, too. I didn't realize that. I saw that headline, though, and I remember that was funny. That, you know, in a lot of that's a thing that a lot of people have picked up on in local TV markets where they have, like, you know, the elephant pick the winner of whoever it's going to be. But the octopus was very successful at that.
Well, it was he picked all 54 games all the way up to the championship.
I know.
How does that happen? You know, isn't that kind of weird? Don't you think there's something in the air or something
very,
you know, in the water?
Very weird. I agree.
You know, so anyway, though. All right. Sorry. By the way, I apologize. I was so grumpy last night. I wasn't happy seeing my quarterback go down, you know.
Tony Romo with the shoulder, that's too bad. I mean, who knows how long he's going to be out, but keep him out the rest of the season is what I say. Forget it now. Why risk it? I mean, I don't think you want to risk it. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I think what Don meant to say, too, he was talking about the Midwest, not the Mideast. He said something about the weather. And that's what I think you meant, Don. Yes, in the Mideast, though, there are some pretty wicked windstorms. That's what's so tough for the troops is, as many of you know, since you have sons and husbands and maybe even daughters that serve, or nieces or nephews or whatever, when we've talked to the soldiers, and we'll have to get some more on again, but when we've talked to them actually over there, the thing that people don't realize is like camel spiders and why they sleep with the nets because they're giant and how brutal that can be. Of course, the conditions, you're in a desert, but besides the sun, it's the wind. They get those ferocious wind storms and that sand can really pile up. And there's different times of the year that happens. And it's pretty harsh to fight and to be under those constant temps and, you know, have to have all the equipment on and have to be basically in some cases gingerly making your way through a village. And imagine you just don't want any kind of tick to go off, and because you know all eyes are on you at that moment. All right, as I am fond of saying, we do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And remember, at any time, you can lift that chin up, get back on the horse, and reach out and grab the brass ring.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.